بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this is the third of the series on risk, which I want to close this series with this. So let me describe for you the scene I'm seeing. I will also send you a photo of it. It's absolutely white out because we've had a snowfall 2-3 days ago and the ground is covered with snow. Right now, as I speak to you, the temperature outside is minus 14 Celsius. And today is supposed to be a very cold day. Right now, there is no wind, but the weather forecast, and the forecasts are very accurate here, the weather forecast says that there is likely to be a wind and the chill factor will take it. It says it is minus 14, but it will feel like minus 28. Now, of course, I have no clue what minus 28 feels like because I have no clue what minus 14 feels like. I'm looking at it. I'm just seeing a very beautiful, serene picture of white all around. What I'm also seeing, and that's the reason I'm talking to you, is on my bird feeder, there is a woolly-headed woodpecker. There are two or three black-headed, black-capped chickadees. There is a white-breasted nuthatch. And they're all competing for the seeds and flying around as busy as they can be. There are some sparrows who are also in the fray. And there is a squirrel on the ground who is feeding off whatever the birds drop. Minus 14 does not prevent and cannot block Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from feeding who He wants to feed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me go and buy the seed and put it in the feeder and hang up the feeder, and these birds come and they feed, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep me and all those who help me in this work in the du'as of these birds. The point I want to make also is that I am now putting these feeders up, meaning from the time I've been here now over a year. In the winter, I put up these feeders. But before that, there was nobody here to do that. Yet the birds lived, yet the birds survived, yet the birds didn't die of starvation or something. Because of one thing which doesn't change, whether it is winter or summer, whether there is anybody there or not, whether there is one means or another, or no means, the thing that does not change is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is their raziq, and is your raziq, and is my raziq. And the fact that because He is the raziq, He is a raziq who is ghair mahdood. There is no boundary and there is no limit to His power. And there is no limit to His authority. And there is no limit to His ability. And there is no limit to His strength. And there is no limit to His treasures. And there is no limit to His capability. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَحْكُمُ مَا يُرِيدُ. He does whatever He likes, and He can order whatever He likes. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill your hearts and my heart with His glory and majesty, so that the heart becomes free from every other thing, every other stress, every other fear, every other anxiety, every other means for depression. Anxiety and depression are signs of the weakness of faith for a Muslim. My brothers and sisters, this is the biggest trap that Shaitan puts us in, where Shaitan tells us in one way or the other that you are losing out. You are losing out if you are giving charity. You are losing out if you insist on halal. You are losing out if you do not allow, for example, a question that is asked, one was asked to me this morning, to say that I meaning a Muslim person, has this food business, has this restaurant. I have a non-Muslim partner who wants to have a bar in it. The bar is, of course, in the restaurant, but I do not take anything from the bar. The bar belongs to my non-Muslim friend. I am only providing the food. Is this business halal? Right? So, similarly, I have a hotel. The hotel has a bar. The hotel serves alcohol. But that bar business of the hotel, I don't have that. I have given that to this friend of mine. I don't even take a rent for it. Is it halal? I have an apartment building. I have a commercial building which has shops in it. I am only renting space. And one of those shops, a man came to me and said, I want to rent the shop. I said, what is your business? He said, I want to open a bar. I want to open a pub, right? Which will serve alcohol. So the question for all these three situations and similar situations is this permissible? Is it halal? Now, obviously, I always tell people one very simple thing. And that is, I'm not a mufti. You want a fatwa, go to a mufti. I do not give fatwa. So don't ask me if you are looking for fatwas. To say, no, we want you to tell me. So I tell them that I won't tell you, but I will ask you a question. And my question is, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, did you get wahi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you and said, look, I am sorry, I am running out of resources, you know, I've got problems, so can you help me to feed you, right? Please do something. I need your help. Na'udhu billah. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you this? I need your help to feed you. So, please help me. Do whatever it takes. Doesn't matter. You know, we look the other way. So, whatever is halal, haram, forget about all that. Just do what you need to do. But help me to feed you. I tell them, did Allah say this to you? Number two, my question is, what is your belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember, we are talking to Muslims. We are not talking to people who are not Muslim. If you are not a Muslim, alhamdulillah, you can believe whatever you like. But if you are a Muslim, alhamdulillah, you are a Muslim, I'm a Muslim. What is our belief about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? When we stand in salah and we raise our hands to our ears and we say Allahu Akbar, what do we mean? Seriously, I want you to think about this. I want you to reflect on this and say, what do I mean? Because if indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Akbar, if He is the biggest, the most powerful, the only creator, sustainer, maintainer, feeder, Razzaq, wa Malik, wa Raziq, wa Hakim, wa Khaliq, if in fact this is true, then how is it that I even must consider and think about this? When Shaitan tells me that if you give charity, if you allow something to happen, you help somebody who is poor, you give, your apartment or whatever it is, rent free to someone who is in difficulties. If you refuse to have your halal business contaminated by a component of haram, no matter how many shenanigans you have to do to try to justify it by saying only that person owns it and so on and so forth. The reality is that person owns it, but people are coming to your restaurant because they can also get alcohol. Now, all of this stuff, right? If all of this you need to do, then really is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Akbar in your mind? And if Allah is not Akbar, then why are you worshipping Allah? And if Allah is Akbar, then why are you doing things which are clearly haram? There is no doubt about this, right? The sale of alcohol is haram. Rasulullah ﷺ said, do not even be in the same room. Forget about drinking or being sitting at the same table where it is being served. Forget about anything. He said, do not even be in the same room where alcohol is being served, and you want to ask these questions about having alcohol in your premises from which you are doing business. You want to ask questions about selling lottery tickets and
you know, alcohol and cigarettes and tobacco products and vape and, you know, all kinds of stuff, pornographic magazines and so on, in the 7-Elevens, in the shops that you have. And you say, well, you know, if I don't do this, then I will not get any business. My simple question to you is, who is your Raziq? That's it. Who is your Raziq? Because remember, that same Raziq, that same Razzaq Udul Quwwatil Mateen, he is the one who said, Inna Allaha huwa Razzaq Udul Quwwatil Mateen. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is Ar-Razzaq, and He feeds you with His power and His majesty and His Quwwatil Mateen. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? If you believe this, then why the doubt? Right? We are looking at a situation where people are, they want to do anything, including directly harming Islam or attempting to harm Islam. Let me be clear about it, because they don't have the power to harm or to benefit. But attempting to harm Islam, because they believe that this will give them some monetary benefit. My brothers and sisters, simply ask yourself one simple question. And that is, reflect on this. You know, one day we are going to die. Whether you believe this or not, just go stand in front of a mirror, look at your face, point a finger and say, you will die. You will die. This face I'm seeing in the mirror is going to be lying in the cover with the eyes shut in the coffin, waiting for Munkir Nakir to come and ask this question and say, Man Rabbuk? Who is your Rabb? The one who considered Akbar and you did not disobey? Or the one you said Akbar but you disobeyed and you did everything which he had prohibited? Which one? My brothers and sisters, I think it is time to stop playing these games. Stop playing these games. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in your heart. Right? Do what you want. Do whatever you want. You want to sell alcohol? Sell it. You want to do whatever you want? Do it. But remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you are doing. Allah knows why you are doing it. Allah knows what's in your heart. No amount of your and my justifications are going to change that. And one day we will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And then we will be asked, what did you do and why did you do it? And we will be asked by the one who knows and who we will not be able to deny. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you. May Allah guide you. May Allah protect you from yourself. May Allah protect me from myself and from shaitan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.